Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, here to answer why the Browns offense has scored 17 or fewer points in six of the last eight games, it's former Browns running back Jamel White. Jamel, welcome back.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Are we friends? I just want to make sure we're friends before we start this.
Come on, man. Even though you sound like Snuffleupagus right now, yes, we are friends. We are.
I'm leaving that alone. It was
That's
too
okay,
good,
Oscar.
It was too good.
Thanks, Oscar. We're good.
All right, Jamel.
The offense stinks.
What's going on? The offense stinks. What's up?
Dude, I don't think it stinks, man. You got
17 or fewer points in six of eight games, Jamel.
Nah.
You can't even sneeze on a wide receiver these days,
dude.
And we can't even get him open.
Well, here's the thing:
or can't hit it. Whatever we can't do.
It's so rare that wide receivers are so wide open. Like you just got to have receivers you could just throw it to and hope that they could go make a play. That's what you know. That's what quarterbacks do. If you look at any of the other teams, right? They always got that guy that's never open, but they'll throw him a ball just so he can go up and make a play. You need guys like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then at the other end of it is everybody, you get scouted all game. I mean, from the week. So people don't understand how the NFL week works. So for the Browns, for instance, they'll go and get, you know, they'll get all their stuff ready for their games. They get their scouting reports and all that other stuff. So that's what's happening to the Browns too. I mean, everybody, you know, you're not going to put up 40 points every game. I mean, it's just not going
to
happen.
Can we get to 20, Jamel?
You can. I mean, you can, but nowadays, people don't want to kick field goals no more.
No, I know.
True.
People want to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
but that's
NFL-wide.
Because
that's working so well too, Jamel.
You said what?
Because that's working so well, too.
It's not. It's really not. But, dude, like, I'm always – when I look at stuff, I look at it from both sides, not just, you know, somebody that's a fan. Some fans, they know what's going on. Some don't. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's just – you just got to be – you got to be optimistic and look at it from both ends. You can't just say, oh, my God, we're not scoring 17 points. Some other people are getting paid, too. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get out-coached. That's a part of it. I mean, we've seen that. Sometimes you get outplayed. You've seen that. So, and sometimes your best players don't have the greatest games, and we've seen that. But that's okay. That comes with football.
How do we correct pre-snap penalties? How does that happen when you're this deep in the season?
How do you correct the penalties?
How can a team with this much experience on it, you know, and I know that they've got guys filling in for injury – but I just kind of feel like it's inexcusable to have all these pre-snap penalties.
The penalties are that's just on players, man. A coach, what can a coach do for penalties during a game? I mean, what are you going to do, penalize them and sit them down, then you lose some of your defense or your offense? I mean, you can't
You can't
that.
Run that's, gassers that's in the first
about,
quarter?
Well, dude, that's like discipline. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just all about discipline, man. Like, that's on the players, man. Like, you can't get mad at the coach or, you know, you can ask the coach straight up, like, what are you doing to correct these? Well, what is he supposed to say? I'm putting them on timeout in the corner and I'm telling him he can't get out. So you fix no, man, that's on the players. They got to fix that. You know, they got to understand, like, I got to be more disciplined. And a lot of players, you know, everybody's looking for that extra edge, right? So if right. I'm a defensive end, I'm coming off early, or if I'm an offensive lineman, you know, as a running back or as a player that's playing on the outside, like especially players, you can look down and you can see a ball. But for those linemen, they looking directly across because they don't want to get punched in their mouth real quick. You know what I mean? You got to think about the space in between them. It's not far away. So if you miss out on something, you could get lit up real quick.
Jamel White joining us, former Browns running back. Jamel, with the offense struggling a little bit, and you have a much better eye than we do for this. I mean, you lived it. You did this for a living. Is the play calling not there? Is the scheme of the offense not to produce big numbers? That sounds ludicrous to me. Is your quarterback so dinged up that maybe your coach is calling a different game because Baker is not maybe 100%? What do you see in this thing?
Man, I hate to try and venture this to understand what's going through the coach's head, but you know, a lot of those things go into factors, man. But it's also the execution of the plays by the players. You don't know, you know, when you're watching a game or watching it on TV, and you may see something, but the route, every route that receivers run, not every route, I want to say every route, but a lot of routes that receivers run, including running backs, there's options to those routes. Like if they call it, you don't know if that wide receiver is making the right option out of the backfield or if he's making the right option if somebody is pressed up on a man or what is he supposed to do. So, you know, it's a lot of things that go into it. I don't want to say like they're trying to work around the injuries for Baker. I mean, you got to go into a game and play the game, regardless if it's an injury or not, or he just has to sit down. It's not the same as like a player that's a wide receiver or running back. The quarterback is on the field as the man. That's why they get paid all the money. So you gotta kind of rely on him to do his job at the way that he's supposed to do it if he's 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What does having a full complement in the backfield this week with Kareem Hunt back mean? Like, how much have they really missed him? I think from your eyes, you've got a better perspective than most people in Northeast Ohio.
You know, dude, when you look at the running back situation here, I want to give running backs love because that's what they need. You know, when having Kareem back is awesome. However, you think about them dudes up front. I mean, legit, that line is legit. I mean, it's just what it is. It didn't matter, really, you know, you put De'Ernest back there, they opened up holes for him. So I don't think it's going to change much about, you know, if they're going to open up holes. The thing that changes when Kareem comes in is that he's really aggressive. You know what I mean? You got, you know, Nick Chubb, he's aggressive as well. But, you know, him and Kareem, they're not going down with arm tackles, obviously. You're going to have to put something on them. You know what I mean? You're going to have to put numerous people on them. But I think when you get two running backs like that, you got a plan for two that's that way. And not to take anything away from De'Ernest, but, you know, I've seen a couple of games where somebody just reached out and grabbed him with a hand and yanked him to the ground. That ain't happening with those two.
Ravens, Browns, two games in a row, bye week in between. That's a little strange, isn't it? And what approach does a team take into something like that, Jamel? Any ideas?
Yeah, well, first off, get healthy. That's number one. That's the first approach. You got a game plan, man. Like, I know that they're, you know, even though they have this bye and, you know, they're going to still be game planning. And I guarantee you the approach for Baker and any other quarterback that's in there is, all right, I want to get my hands on that game tape as much as possible. I want to watch film. I want to do X, Y, and Z because they are struggling a little bit. And I'm not big on, you know, obviously everybody, NFL to the point now where big plays are everything, right? So the more points you put up, they want to throw the ball. They want to do X, Y, and Z. I just care about winning games, man. That's the end goal. If you win it by three, if you win it by two, I mean, it's just what it is. I think the biggest goal for them is just getting healthy, taking care of their body. Anybody who got nicked up, who's nicked up right now, from the time the first game start, and BA told me this when I was like a rookie. He was like, Jamel, once you start playing football, you're never healthy. You're never going to be healthy. So you just got to take care of your body. So I think that's one of the biggest things, taking care of their body and staying away from distractions like, you know, things that are happening right now with the Instagram stuff and social media. So you got to just get away from some of that stuff.
And BA being Bruce Arians for all of us who are not in the club.
Yeah, that's Bruce Arians.
Not Brian Anderson.
By the way, speaking of BA, how long do you think Tom Brady can play?
How long do I think he can play?
Yeah, guy's 44 years old. Is he older than you? Is he older than you? I'm trying to remember. Let me look up your age again.
Listen to this, dude. So here's the reality for you see how many weapons he got?
Yes.
I mean, they all over the place, right? So
guy has four running backs, Jamel.
You said what?
He has four running backs.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they don't even use, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn, and he's pretty darn good.
Yeah. So if you look at, like, for everybody who didn't know, B.A., Bruce Arians, he was big yes. at having – he was big at having – his depth is, all right, if our number one gets hurt, that number two needs to come in and be just as good as that number one. All right, if that number two gets hurt, it can't be that much of a drop-off, so we got to have a good number three. So that's the way that he is. Now, if you look at, you know, their organization as a whole, if you're a quarterback, you're loving that place. You can just drop back, five-step drops. You really don't have to move if you don't want to and just toss that ball. But if you look at Tom Brady, how long does he hold on to the ball?
Not very.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone in like 2 seconds, 1.8 seconds or something like that. Like the ball's gone. So he already knows pre-read, all right, I already see what's happening. I'm going to get this ball and I'm throwing it. I know exactly where I need to put it, where it to go. And if I don't, okay, I'll throw it out of bounds somewhere. But that's a bet. And plus, at 44, did you see his run?
Wasn't terrible.
Oh, dude, it was gangster.
Gangster. People are calling it a hurdle. He picked his foot up in the air about 4 inches.
And then he jumped
up
great, in
the air. It was great.
He jumped up in the air to slide, too, by the way. Did you see that one?
Well, if he jumped up in the air to slide, he landed on his feet. He was like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep going then. Well, because he jumped right over, dude. So, I mean, he's a smart one, man. Like those older quarterbacks, like you look at, who was it, Peyton Manning, when he was in Denver. Everybody was like, oh, well, he's not. It's the smart ones, man. They last long. And those guys are smart. He could keep playing. I don't know if he could play past like 45 or 46. He ain't no kicker, but you know what I mean?
Jamel, point of reference here, though. You're 6 months older than him. Could you walk out on the field and take a snap today? You're only 6 months older than him.
Okay. Well, let's clarify some things right now. My position required me to get hit all the time, not just sometimes. And they didn't make a special rule for a running back not to get hit. Like it's free
every
for all the time.
Play.
So
yeah. They
banging, you know what I mean? So no, I'm not walking out there. If I walked out there right now and tried to do something, I start thinking, wait a minute, time out. Wrong idea. Somebody else bring him on in. Like this, it wouldn't, cause I know I'm gonna get hit right off the top. So he's not going to get hit. That's why like quarterbacks, kickers, the people that are longevity, like really longevity, they don't really get smashed. They don't get hit.
Jamel, on that note, enjoy some smashed potatoes tomorrow and have a great Thanksgiving.
And enjoy right. watching another 44-year-old that they're out on the field just like you.
It's cheap.
Oh my God, it is. All right, Snuffleupagus. I wish you guys the
happy,
best, man.
Happy Thanksgiving
happy,
to your
happy
family.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jamel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.